Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
KHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and Steve Boyle live tonight at Lumen Christi High School, Jerry Cox Fieldhouse for the, I believe they're calling this the Moneyball Holiday Showcase, and Moneyball, apparently sportswear. We're learning about it today as we head here to Lumen Christi High School. Game just before our game right now, and it was Adrian and Clinton, and the Maples pulled it up. It was close all the way through. They edged it out a little bit at the end, but 67-59 the final there. Some pretty good basketball we got to watch already here at Lumen Christi High School, and now we get to see what will be my first look at the Titans this year. Of course, it's not their first game of the year, but it is Lumen Christi basketball getting started on a what so far is pretty good start to the year. Lumen Christi coming in 3-0 on the season. All three of them conference games. Wins over Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood, 59-44. They beat Ann Arbor Green Hills, 74-34. They beat Dearborn Divine Child, 82-58. And so there's your three wins. But the noteworthy, I think they've scored more points in each game along the way. And that just comes with getting in rhythm, getting more used to playing at game tempo, seeing more shots go in, and you just get into a better rhythm. This is a Lumen Christi team that out of the area lasted the longest, went the deepest in the postseason tournament last year. Lumen Christi team that ended up 22-5, were 9-1 in their league, and lost in the state quarterfinals to Riverview Gabriel Richard, a game that we were at last year at Ypsilanti Lincoln High School. Good Titans team. They bring back a lot of the starters from last year. A lot of the players who played minutes last year are back to add to this team, and I think they're going to be quality all year long. Meanwhile, this is a Stockbridge Panthers team that the Titans are taking on tonight. 5-2 on the year. They're 3-1 in their league. And their only losses are to a Onsted team that beat them 63-48. That's a 7-0 Onsted Wildcats team. And they got a loss to Springport, 49-47, edged out by Springport. That's a Springport team, also unbeaten. So their losses are quality losses. You get a couple of things to bounce differently, and those are wins. You know, that's the way the Springport team looks. This is a team that lost to Langsburg in the district final last year. We're 17-7, and if you'll recall last year, seeing that Langsburg team won that district, came here and played in the regional against Lumen Christi and got beaten by that Titans team. So a couple good programs that are at a good place. They've got some good talent on the floor, and I think we're in for a really good game tonight, and I'm looking forward to calling it solo tonight. I'm missing my broadcast partner, Professor Brian Haynes. He will be with me tomorrow as we head out to the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse over at Jackson College for some Jackson College Jet basketball. Doubleheader tomorrow with the men and women out of Jackson College right here on WKHM. So don't miss a moment of that action tomorrow. But solo tonight here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse, the Moneyball Holiday Classic. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll come back, look at the starting lineups, and get ourselves a little bit closer to tip-off. It's the Lumen Christi Titans, Stockbridge Panthers, here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest. We'll be right back.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Attention Jackson listeners, Avenue Auto is running a 12 days of Christmas year-end sale. Now through 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all prices have been slashed. Plus, when you purchase a car from them during the sale, receive your choice of a big screen TV, a laptop computer, or a kid's power wheel for free. They have many local and national lenders ready to assist with financing. If you have been thinking of a new car, stop by during Avenue Auto's 12 days of Christmas sale, now through Christmas Eve at 2 p.m.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The Titans are set to take on the visiting Stockbridge Panthers. All seniors in the starting lineup tonight for both teams, and we'll start with the starting lineups here for the Stockbridge Panthers. Zach Rogozinski, Brock Rochow, Jacob Dalton, Shannon Henderson, and Foster Pivas will be on the floor to start the game for Stockbridge. And for your home court Lumen Christi Titans, it's J.J. Brown, Cadell Williams, Cash Callahar, Timmy Crowley, and Luke Trope. I'm adding a different guy, Luke Trope. And many of them probably in the starting lineup most of the year anyway. I don't know if they're doing something special with the seniors tonight or if it's just working out that way, that we've got all seniors, first time so far this year, and maybe the only time this year, that we'll have both teams' starting lineups filled with the senior class. Of course, we note right away, Cadell Williams, Cash Callahar, and Timmy Crowley, all three instrumental in this Lumen Christi Titans football team that won their third straight state championship just a few weeks ago. Now here they are on the hard court getting ready to play. I don't want to box out J.J. Brown. He played plenty of minutes for that football team as well, and so I don't want to leave him off. But that trio of Callahar, Timmy Crowley, and Cadell Williams were each at one point or another a player of the game on our high school football broadcast. So just noteworthy, I guess, that they got that trio out on the court. Looking healthy, too, by the way, holding up after a grueling, long football season. Wes Learned also on the roster here. Marion Clay, guys who made some plays on the football field and now will be hooping for the Titans basketball squad. Mentioned a couple of our sponsors here, by the way. Ghost Energy Drink, Sour Patch Red Berry flavor is what we drew tonight. So I am energized and ready to go. Thank you to the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing. Thank you to Tom Coffey Softwater and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Again, we're here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Haven't seen this Titans team yet or this Stockbridge team. Just eyeball test. Stockbridge got a couple of good height players out there on the floor, including Shannon Henderson, who's he's got to be a good 6'4", 6'5". And it's a skinny 6'4", 6'5", but I saw him come out casually dunking in warm-ups here before the officials were out to watch. So he's a guy who's got some ups, and again, using that length, going to make him a tough matchup for some of the Titans. Titans don't have a lot of height in their lineup, but they have a lot of guys who are kind of good height. And, of course, we know they're all athletes. You're not going to outwork Lumen Christie in the offensive game. You're not going to beat them by wearing them down. They will have great conditioning. And I think in the past few years, it's felt like Lumen Christie's got a few more basketball players on their lineup, not just athletes. And I think that was always the thing we saw when we looked at Lumen Christie on the court, was to say, you know, these guys, yeah, they're physical, they're strong, but there's not a lot of shooters, not a lot of scorers, not a lot of basketball players, just good athletes, a lot of football players. But I feel like you changed that tune a little bit this year with this Titans lineup. Timmy Crowley has shown he's made big plays, can shoot the rock, good defensive player. It's not going to hurt you with any mistakes. And we saw him down the stretch last year, part of that district and regional championship winning team that came up just a little short in the quarterfinals. Timmy Crowley hit some big shots to help win big games. They had a really tough district with Michigan Center and Napoleon both in there. They beat them both. And it was because of big plays and clutch plays. Cadell Williams, we marvel at his athleticism out on the basketball court, or excuse me, out on the football field. He's that athletic on the basketball court, too. He's a guy who will go out there, try to get you a couple dunks. I mean, he's got that kind of hops. He's got those kind of springs. And you know they're going to defend. Luke Trope is a dangerous shooter from just about everywhere on the floor. If he comes over half court, you got to pick him up because he can fire for three and he can get hot. He's a streaky player, so you've got to defend. And like I said, I don't know much about Stockbridge, but what I like is it's two basketball programs that come in here with basketball programs. You hear that name and you go, they're probably going to be pretty good. They're probably going to come out and play you well, going to come out and play you hard. And so it's led to them having pretty good runs the last couple of years, and we'll see which one of these two teams is able to keep their run going starting right now. Three in a row for the Titans to start the season, and Stockbridge, not a bad start at 5-2, and I think one of the advantages you're going to give Stockbridge right now is that they played seven games. They're in the midst of their season. They've been running. They've been gunning, and they're going to have game-level conditioning. Lumen Christie, three games in. They've won them all, but are they ready for something like this at the what do they call it? The Moneyball Sportswear Holiday Classic. I'm glad to be here with WKHM, and I'm glad to have you joining us here on a Friday night before the Christmas break for the students and for many of you, too. Maybe you're tuned in. Maybe you're on the road even, headed out to parts unknown to get your Christmas celebration started. Maybe you're like me, and you're basically working right up to the day, and you just like to enjoy high school basketball on the radio, and you didn't want to get out in the cold weather tonight. Well, we're glad you can stay home warm, grab a Ghost Energy drink or whatever beverage you have close at hand. Maybe it's Tri-County Water. And buckle in, because we're going to get into a good one here. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break. And when we come back, we'll get things started. Lumen Christie Titans, Stockbridge Panthers, high school basketball live on WKHM, streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We want to thank all of our loyal customers for supporting us. As you prepare for your holiday gatherings, please know Grimes Plumbing is here to handle all of your drain cleaning and plumbing needs. As always, you never know when you'll need a plumber, and Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Visit us online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com. From all of us at Grimes Plumbing, we want to wish you and your family a happy holiday.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Shout out to Ella Mackey, I should have written it down, just did a live performance of the national anthem here and just nailed it. Best anthem of the year so far. Emma Mackey, Lumen Christi alum, in the gym tonight as they introduce the starting lineups out on the floor again. We mentioned Stockbridge with a all-senior lineup tonight. Zach Rogozinski, Brock Rochow, Jacob Dalton, Shannon Henderson, and Foster Peebus. And then for the Titans, all seniors as well, J.J. Brown, Cadell Williams, Cash Callahar, Timmy Crowley, and Luke Trope. And as they introduce them on the floor, we'll get ready for the tip. And the last huddle here for the Titans with assistant Tyler Aldridge, former head coach here at Lumen Christi, actually, in this assistant role these days with Coach Trope strolling the sideline. Assisted also by Joe Herndon, Devin Edwards, Ron Welch. I see Tomas Somber down there, too. We're ready to tip, and Cadell Williams in the circle. I mentioned he's got some springs. He's going to need them. He's given up about 4 or 5 inches to Shannon Henderson. The long jumper here, the big jumper here for Stockbridge. No shock, he wins the tip. Stockbridge in the half court setting up. It's Dalton working over to the right side for Rochow. He hands off over there. That is our first look at Zach Rogozinski and goes down to Rochow on the block. Little give and go. Defended, but he recovers, gets the basketball, and scores it. So right away, 2 points on the board for the Panthers is Brock Rochow, and he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot one here. chance at the old-fashioned three-point play right out of the gate. I noticed when we were watching them get prepared here, and he banks in the free throw. You don't see that much. The Moneyball Tournament bank free throw is 3-0, and they come out to trap the Titans out at half court. Left side Brown now to the high post for Cadell. He's triple teamed and a knockaway, but we're going to get a foul, and they were quite aggressive in there. And so the first foul against Stockbridge, and it'll be possession Lumen Christi under their basket on the baseline. Veteran officiating crew here tonight. I noticed that right away as I started to say. Tim Hoffman-led squad trio of guys out here ready to work. Crowley from the high post skips it across. J.J. Brown now to the top. Williams, left side Trope. He's going to dribble out. Now around to the top, right side, Brown. Left side, Kalahar over there. He puts it on the deck and comes around to the top of the key. Right wing, Crowley. Zone defense here, 2-3 for Stockbridge. Titans looking to exploit that. Crowley penetrates a little to Kalahar in the wing. I like that Lumen's being patient, not just taking the first three they get a look at. Trope gets one in rhythm and knocks it down, and we're tied at three right away. Luke Trope with his first triple of the game. Probably won't be his last. Stockbridge in. Their offense tied at three, just under 7 minutes to play here first quarter. Henderson at the top, down to Rochow on the block, working against Crowley, backs down, turns around. Strong move, doesn't go down. Got a good look at it, well defended too. Cadell Williams rebounds, quick out. Trope with an open look for three, and he knocks that down again. 6-3 Lumen, two triples for Luke Trope. And with 6.5 to play, the Titans double up Stockbridge. Panthers now drive from the way, from the corner all the way into the basket. Not a lot of defense there, but he missed the shot, and that is Foster Peavis with the miss. Titans with the ball now. Trope pressured away from the three-point line. They get it to Crowley, skips it across. Kalahar open for three. He fires. That missed everything. Rebounded Rochow. Panthers clear it up the floor. Peavis makes a move off the dribble against Brown. Gets into the bucket. This time he makes it. They're saying it's Pybus. I'm saying it wrong. Pybus with the score. Cadell has it knocked away. Titans with the ball. Trope. And we'll get a reach in against Jacob Dalton. Second team foul against Stockbridge. J.J. Brown's going to go out. That'll get Amarion Clay into the game. We saw him hitting a couple big clutch three-pointers in some bench minutes last year on this very good Titans team. He's in there now. Crowley has it ripped away. Fast break Stockbridge. Tried to set it up. Great job by Crowley to defend Henderson. They were looking for the lob. Crowley kind of boxed him off of that move, and now they get an open look at transition for three for Trope, his third triple of the game. He's got all nine for the Titans, and they lead at 9-5 with 5:25 to play in the first. Pybus trying to drive from the wing. Mishandled the catch. Double dribble called. And he's going to disagree, but it really was the right call. And Panthers give it back to Lumen. Trope will bring it up for the Titans. Again, looking to trap at half court with a kind of a diamond trap. And Cadell Williams gets it, puts it on the deck, dribbles off his foot. Henderson in the open court has it knocked away. And Crowley tries to recover, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Stockbridge ball. Crowley wanted a foul, but so did Henderson. And no foul called. Possession under the basket for the Stockbridge Panthers. They float it into Henderson. Puts it up with the left hand. Doesn't score it, but he's going to draw a foul. And I think we're going to get that against. That's going to go against Cash Kalahar. And that'll send Henderson to the line. Second team foul for the Titans here with 5:04 to play. Lumen leads at 9-5. Henderson, the lefty, from the free throw line. That one up high and good soft touch, but doesn't go down. Kalahar's going to get a break here for the Titans, and that'll get Ashton Kalen into the tilt. Second attempt from the free throw line for Henderson. And that one hits front rim, but rolls in, and Henderson with his first point, and it's 9-6. Titans lead it. Three threes by Luke Trope to get things started. They trap Crowley, gets it away to Trope. They'll look to trap him. Skip pass and stolen away by Dalton. Stockbridge in transition, 4:51 to play. Dalton, no one picks him up, drives and dishes out. Now to Henderson on the block against Cadell Williams. Double team comes, knock away. Titans have it in the open floor. Callen gives it up. There's a three-pointer for Cadell Williams on the wing, and he knocks it down. All three-point shots so far for the Titans, 12-6 lead. 4:27 to play in the first. Stockbridge working around the perimeter. A screen and roll. They can't get it. Skip pass across and open look from the left wing for Jacob Dalton is a miss. And in the rebound chase, it goes off of Stockbridge out of bounds. Titan basketball. 4:16 to go. They lead at 12-6. Callen will bring it up the floor. That moves Tropay off the dribble, and he gets to just spot up. He's in the corner right now. Nobody near him. They skip it to him. He sets, fires, short. Rebounded Henderson. Tropay tries to get down and take it away. We get a whistle. I think that's going to go against Cadell. No, they do give it to Tropay. Didn't look to me like Tropay made any contact, honestly, but that's where the whistle goes. Third team foul against the Titans here in the first. 4 minutes to play. 12-6 lead for Lumen Christi. And we've got Zach Rogozinski. Jacob Dalton with the ball. Now to Rogozinski on the left wing. Down to the block for Brock Rochow. Skips it across Pybus. Now back to Dalton. Dribbles into traffic into the corner. Henderson will take the three. That one's short. Goes up high off the basket support, and it'll be called out of bounds. 3:36 to go. We're in the first quarter, and it's 12-6 Titans. 9 first quarter points for Luke Tropay. With 3:33 to play in the first, Crowley finds Marion Clay open in the corner. He likes that shot. He knocks it down. Another triple for the Titans. And 15-6 Titans, 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. 15-6 Lumen leads when we come back on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
24 to play, leading 15-6. And a knockaway and a steal by the Titans. Open look for three. Luke Tropay again. Short. Gets his own rebound, though. And dribbles out through traffic to reset Timmy Crowley out on the backcourt. Into the game, fresh for the Titans, Zach Tropay. Crowley goes down to his knees. Lost his footing, called for traveling. Titans turn it back over, but a nice job out of the timeout to full court press and get the steal, and now they'll look to set that up again. Dalton gets it inbound for the Panthers, gives it up to Rochow. He's going to get up to the timeline and cross, skips it all the way across court to Noah Zandecki. Now they get it down to the block. Rochow misses the first shot. Putback attempt is good, and that ends a little scoring drop for Stockbridge. They still trail 15-8, Titan ball. Zach Tropay into the paint, drops it out for Luke, and he'll back it out near midcourt for the Titans. Playing against the zone most of the game. Tropay going off the dribble, and we get a little reach in there by Stockbridge. Noah Zandecki, and that's going to be his first, team third, and 2:39 to play, Titan ball from the baseline. Zach Tropay to inbound from there. Gives it into Crowley on the block. Near steal there, Henderson, he knocks it out of bounds, and the Titans will just move to the other side of the basket. Another substitution, Crowley's going to get a breather, and Lumen will bring in Isaac Mackey. Zach Tropay to inbound. Gets a screen to Kalen, nothing there. He gets it in the corner for Tropay, working against the much taller Henderson. Takes it to the basket, got up in the air, missed it. Rebounded by Stockbridge. Dalton running up the floor, into the corner, Rochow. Up the dribble, floats one to Henderson. Really good looking play. Henderson couldn't finish, however, and rebounded by the Titans. Got a really good look at it. Point blank miss. Now Callen drives. Switch hand, reverse layup, and Callen with a nice play. And the Titans lead at 19-8. There's your first non-three-point bucket by Lumen Christi. On the opposite end, quick offense up the floor by the Panthers, and Sandecki's going to get his first bucket. 17-10, and now the Titans turn it over. Tropay ends up on the floor down on the baseline. A couple substitutions. Luke Tropay is going to get a break. So will Zach Tropay. J.J. Brown, Cadell Williams back in the game for Lumen Christi. Zach Rogozinski inbounding for Stockbridge. And he gets it into Dalton, who will bring it up. Rochelle, they're running a little weave out here. Dalton, now he looks to penetrate. Double team comes, gets it away. Sandecki on the left wing. He picks up the dribble, gives it back out near midcourt to Dalton. Back to Sandecki on the wing, getting a screen from Henderson. Now he goes away from him. Pumps, double team comes out to Henderson for three. No good. Rebound goes long, picked up by Dalton. Now he gets a driving lane. Pump fakes, now gives up to Henderson for the two-hand slam. Shannon Henderson now with a jam. Cuts the lead to 5, 17-12 Titans. Cadell Williams crossover. Marion Clay into the corner. Mackey gets it out to Clay. They swing it around. Kalen on the left wing looks to crossover and drive. And we get a reach in there for Rogozinski. And with 59.7 to play here first quarter, Titans lead at 17-12. Rogozinski's going to go to the bench. That'll allow Foster Pybus to come back in. Kalen inbound from the baseline. Skips it out deep to Cadell Williams. He goes up high to catch. Now looks to go off the dribble. Gets a step into the air. Finger roll Cadell Williams and draws the contact. And a chance at the three-point play here for Cadell. 19-12 lead for the Titans. 54 seconds to play here. Cadell Williams at the line. Lefty. Bright yellow shoes on for Cadell. Knocks down that free throw. That stroke looks, for a guy who was a good part of the offense last year, it looks like his shooting touch has improved. And ball handling a little bit too. Cadell's a dangerous athlete out there for the Titans. Dalton looking to go off the dribble. Gets a step on Clay. Gets to the basket. Help defense. Changes the shot. Williams rebounds looking to run the floor. And with 38 seconds, they'll hold it out. 20-12 Titan lead. Cadell crosses over. Now gets a move to the basket. Got a little bit awkward with his body position. Draws a foul, though, and Cadell Williams goes to the free throw line here. 20-12 lead, 31.2 seconds. Cadell Williams with two free throws. Try to extend this lead for the Titans and hits the first one. Good-looking free throw shot for the lefty, Cadell Williams. Second attempt is also good. 3 for 3 from the line now for Cadell. And Titans with 22 first quarter points. 10-point lead now. Dalton out near midcourt. Working against Clay. Chasing him all the way out there. Gets a step. Picks up the dribble. 19 seconds. Henderson swings it left side. Sandecki spins away from the defender. Penetration picks it up. Backs it back out near midcourt to Dalton. He hands off to Sandecki. He gets a screen from Henderson. Henderson steps back. Sandecki pump fakes. Going down to the block for Rochow and a reach in for the Titans. He'll get a foul here. And that should be, no, that'll only be the fourth team foul here against Lumen with 3 seconds to play in the first quarter. Henderson will inbound from the sideline. Stockbridge in motion. They skip it into Dalton. Near steal by Clay. Dalton gets a look at a three. Rattles around and goes down, and Dalton hits the triple at the buzzer. And they cut into that Titan lead. Titans up 22-15. We take a 60-second commercial break here and come back with a second quarter on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Okay, he takes one right out of the gate here. Short, but he walks and gets his own rebound, backs it back out to Callen. He gets a triple and knocks it down. Ashton Callen with five early points. Titans lead at 25-15. Rochelle gets a look at a three from the top for Stockbridge. Never quite caught it right. Out of rhythm and left it short, airballs it to the baseline, and the Titans will take over. 10-point lead for Lumen, 7:36 to play till the halftime break. Titans showing some outside shooting for sure. Cadell Williams at the top. Breaks Henderson down off the dribble. Finger roll, got it, and draws a foul. Cadell Williams off the dribble. A step too fast for Henderson. Henderson's got a lot of length on him, but when Cadell Williams got that step and stretched that finger roll, all Henderson could do was wave at it, commits the foul, and another chance at the free throw line for Cadell Williams. He's got 11 so far. 7:24 still to play till the halftime break. And Cadell hits. Tremendous athlete, Cadell Williams. Broke the state championship game record for rushing yards this year. And now a 30-second timeout from Stockbridge. We'll join them for a 30-second break. Back with more WKHM football in half a minute.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are, of course, playing hoops, but we're watching the Division 6 state champion, Division 7 state champ, Lumen Christie Titans, 6-7. Anyway, they've won in many divisions recently. And now on the defensive end, Rochelle, another time where Rochelle gets a deep for Stockbridge, misses, but gets a second look at it. And gets it. This time it doesn't fall, but he will go to the free throw line. His Panthers trail 28-15 with 7:07 to play here in the first half. Sets the free throw line, fires, and hits. Brock Rochelle. And another first appearance here for a Titans player is Broden Burgess. Rochelle takes another free throw. That one goes off back rim. High rebound. Henderson grabs it. Second chance points possibly for Stockbridge. Out to the perimeter. Now drop one down to Rochelle on the block. He turns his back to the basket. Out to Dalton at the top. Crosses over. Henderson left side. Back to Dalton. Left wing Henderson looking for Rochelle posting up. They tries to force it down to him. Rochelle lucky to get out of there without turning it over. Hands it off to Sandecki, back to Dalton. 6:39 to play here, second quarter. 28-16 Titans lead. And they got down to Henderson. He gets deep. He's tough. Very long. Finishes with the left hand off the window. And it's 28-18 Titans. Cadell Williams now to Crowley for the Titans. Left side, Luke Trope. Dribbling across the top. Looks at the three. Doesn't take. Cadell Williams on the wing. Now into Crowley in the corner. No, Williams off the dribble, tries to fire it across the court. It's tipped but recovered still by Lumen. Cash Callahan in the wing. Now top Crowley looking to swing. Now puts it on the deck. Dribbles, hands off to Williams on the wing. Williams off the dribble. Gets a step in the air in the corner. Gives it up. Burgess for three. His is short. Cadell Williams. No, excuse me. That's Cash Callahan. getting the rebound, goes up with a shot, fouled on the way up, and then has it blocked. Kalahar will go shoot a couple free throws. Cash Kalahar, receiver for the Lemon Christie football team, now showing his skills on the hoops court, heading to the free throw line. 5:51 to play. His team leads it by 10. And first free throw comes off the rim. Kalahar's second attempt is up and through. Splits the pair. Cash Kalahar gets into the scorebook here. And Stockbridge with the ball. Rochow working against Crowley. Nearly has it stolen. Henderson recovers it. That was two big men for Stockbridge. Showing they got some skills. But Lumen Christie's kind of keeping everything in the paint so they can't get it down to those big guys close to the basket. And you got Rochow and Henderson both playing out beyond the three-point line right now. Not where they're going to have an advantage. Sandecki out to Dalton near midcourt. Burgess chases him out there. Dalton gets a step into the lane and scores it off the glass. Dalton able to drive all the way from that Lumen Christie logo to the basket and lay it up. Titans get it up the floor now of Crowley. It's 29-20, Lumen. 5 minutes to play till the half. Crowley out near midcourt. Hands it off there, Burgess. Stockbridge looks like playing man-to-man now, at least chasing Trope around on the outside. He gets a double team on the wing now, gives it up to Kalahar, swings it around. Left side, deep three. Cadell Williams, another bucket. His shot is going down right now. 32-20, Titans lead is 12. Out to Henderson, he's going to get a look at a three. His goes off the back rim, rebounded by Crowley on the outlet pass. It's knocked away, he goes to the floor battling, and we get a tie-up call. A lot of contact in that, no call. Sandecki on the floor with Crowley, and veteran officiating crew comes in and breaks it up before there's any issue, but there was a little dust-up almost. A lot of contact out there. And that's, Pybus, who had gotten on the floor with Crowley. Stockbridge ball. Dalton takes the inbound. He gives it to Henderson, then comes back and gets it. Top for Rochelle. Back left side, Dalton gets a screen there from Henderson. Right side now, Pybus. Sandecki on the wing. Dribbles across to the top. Now drives. Gets past the defense and to the bucket. Left-hand finish. Sandecki with the bucket. And it's 32-22. Titans can't pull away. They keep giving up that penetration. Callen with a look at a three from the wing and knocks it down. Ashton Callen with a triple puts the Titans back up 13. 3:58 to play till the halftime break. Sandecki from the wing into the corner. Passes back out. That's Rochow at the top. Now he puts it on the floor. Looking to drive on to Crowley. Backs it out to Dalton. A couple steps behind the three-point arc. Clay comes out to chase him there. Right wing, Rochow. Into the corner now, Dalton. Gets a step down to the baseline to Henderson. Back out to Dalton. Catches, fires for three. No good. Rebounded Sandecki. Second chance for Stockbridge. They go down to Rochow in the paint. Three men guarding. Can't get it to go. Henderson gets the rebound. Passes out to Pybus. Now Sandecki on the wing. Screen from Pybus there. Picks up the dribble. Skips it across to Dalton. Nearly stolen by Clay. Dalton holds onto it on the wing. Gets a screen from Henderson. Henderson rolls. Dalton drives. Back out. Pybus had a look at it from the corner. Now he puts it on the deck to the top for Rochow. Fakes a pass, dribbles. Cadell Williams looking for the steal and caught him on the arm. And it's a reach in against Williams. Second team foul for Lumen here in the quarter and the second personal for Cadell. 35-22 Titan lead, 3:08 to play, and Cadell's going to get a break. Didn't like the foul call, but he got him. 35-22. Stockbridge the inbound from the baseline. It's Dalton. Looking for Rochow. Nothing there. Has to go to the wing. Tries to go to Pybus, and Callen got a hand in there, and Pybus kind of knocks it away from him. It'll be Titan ball, forcing the turnover there with good defense. Crowley inbounds to Luke Trope. It's Crowley, Trope, Clay, Kalahar, and Callen on the floor for Lumen with under 3 minutes to play in the half. 35-22 Titans lead. Clay to the top for Kalahar. Swings it around right side Callen. Backs it out to Trope. Looks at the three, doesn't take. Callen does get an open look from the wing and hits again. The three-point shot has been just a dagger here for the Titans. Shooting a very high percentage and leading it now 38-22, their largest lead of the game. 2:36 to play till the halftime break. Dalton. Things coming a lot easier for the Titans, I guess, when you're knocking down the three-point bucket like they are. It does feel easy. Left side, Pybus puts it on the deck. Goes baseline. Tough angle from the baseline. Gets a shot up, missed. Rebounded by Lumen, looking to run. Clay left wing, skips it across Trope. Now down to Crowley on the block. Crowley found an open spot, dropped it off to him on the block. Crowley finishes off the window, and Timmy Crowley with his first bucket of the game. And it's a 40-22 Titan lead with 2:03 to play still. Pybus drives, getting there, goes up strong this time. Better angle. He just loves to drive that baseline. Gets the shot up. Can't make it, but does draw a foul, and that'll send Pybus to the free throw line. 2 minutes on the dot till we take a halftime break here. 40-22 our score. Free throw for Pybus. Senior forward here for Stockbridge and knocks it down. So we'll have Crowley get a breather here. Zach Trope, Luke Trope, Callen, Kalahar, and Clay. Small lineup here for the Titans. A lot of size advantage out there right now for Stockbridge with 2 minutes to go. Pybus leaves that short. Kalahar rebounds. 40-23. Titans lead. They have the ball under 2 minutes to play till the halftime. Over the timeline now, Luke Trope gives it up to Zach on the wing. Top of the key, Kalahar. Back to Zach Trope. Several steps away from the three-point line. Skips it into the corner for Luke. Now out to Callen. Still right wing. He moves across closer to the middle. Everything outside the arc right now for Lumen Christie. Zach Trope into the corner for Marion Clay. He'll back it out of there to Zach. Skips into the corner. Callen gets a look at a three. He's hit a couple already. That one halfway down and rattles out. Rebounded by Stockbridge. Dalton dribbled against Clay. Had it knocked away loose. They come out to trap him. Dalton working against a 5 second call. Tries to throw off Trope's foot. It's loose. Then Dalton gets it and then saves it off of Callen's leg and out of bounds. Kind of a wild moment there at midcourt. Titans near steal. Stockbridge holds on to it. 64 seconds left in the half. 40-23. Lumen leads. Backcourt now Dalton. Coming across the timeline. Luke Trope to guard. Dalton stops. Looks at the three. Now drives. Spins in the lane. Elevates. Shot. Short. Amarion Clay goes up high for the rebound. Gets it away to Luke Trope. Here come the Titans. Trope into the corner. Callen open for three. Pumps from there. Looks to drive. And get called for traveling on the takeoff. We've seen it a lot. That pump fake takeoff where you don't put the ball on the deck fast enough. And that one was glaring. Good looking move. Cal probably should have just taken the triple. It was open. 40-23 still our score here. 40 seconds till the halftime. We're 8:09 here on WKHM. High post for Henderson. Back the basket. Backs it out to Rochelle looking to drive. He skips it across. Stolen. Fast break. Callen. Takes that all the way. No, missed. Good defense. Chased down by Sandecki. Callen wanted some contact, but it was really just a good hustle by Sandecki. And Stockbridge gets it back. Now 20 seconds to play. Still 40-23. And we'll get Mackey back onto the floor and Callen to go to the bench. 14 fouls here for the Titans so far. We got 16 seconds. Dalton's probably going to hold it for one here. For the Panthers, right side Rochelle. Down to the block for Sandecki. Turns double team, cross the lane to Pybus, scores it. Foster Pybus with the bucket. 40-25 now. Trope gets one off at the buzzer. And we had, it looked like a foul, but they're just going to let it go. Time runs out. 40-25, our halftime score here. Titans red hot from the 3-point line. Let's take a 3-minute break. And we'll come back and get the numbers for the first half. Again, Lumen Christie leading here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. 40-25 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Back in three.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We want to thank all of our loyal customers for supporting us. As you prepare for your holiday gatherings, please know Grimes Plumbing is here to handle all of your drain cleaning and plumbing needs. As always, you never know when you'll need a plumber, and Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Visit us online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com. From all of us at Grimes Plumbing, we want to wish you and your family a happy holiday.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Attention Jackson listeners, Avenue Auto is running a 12 Days of Christmas year-end sale. Now through 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all prices have been slashed. Plus, when you purchase a car from them during the sale, receive your choice of a big-screen TV, a laptop computer, or a kid's power wheel for free. They have many local and national lenders ready to assist with financing. If you have been thinking of a new car, stop by during Avenue Auto's 12 Days of Christmas sale, now through Christmas Eve at 2 p.m.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The Titans lead here at the half. Steve Boyle live at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Lumen Christi basketball. Well, my first chance to see a Titans team that made a deep run last year, and it looks like they're primed for a similar outcome this season. Hot shooting in the first half for the Titans. Really came out red hot, including Luke Trope coming out and hitting his first three three-pointers. He kind of got shut down after that, but other people stayed hot for the Titans. Cadell Williams led all scorers in the first half with 14, hit a couple threes, four free throws, and a couple of nice drives, and makes him dangerous. If he really can knock down that three-point bucket, you're going to have to choose, because if you come and play up on him and try to take away that three, he can drive past you, and he does have he's got a good touch at the rim to score off of those dribble drives. Other scorers in double figures, Ashton Callen with 11. He hit three threes. Really showed a good-looking jump shot there for Callen. Again, 11 first-half points for him. I mentioned 9 for Luke Trope. We had 3 from Omarion Clay, hit 1 triple from his favorite spot in the corner. And then we had Timmy Crowley with 1 bucket and a single free throw for Cash Kalahar. There's your 40 points for Lumen Christi. Points a lot tougher to come by for Stockbridge, just 25 in the first half, and you had Shannon Henderson with 7 to lead the Panthers, and then you had 5 each for Foster Pybus and Jacob Dalton. You had 4 from Noah Sandecki and 4 from Brock Roschow. A little slower, a little more patient offense for Stockbridge. Missed some point-blank shots. Offense didn't really ever seem like it was in great rhythm. Meanwhile, the Titans just shot the lights out. If you're Stockbridge and your hope is that you're going to come out and let them shoot those threes and hope that their shooting percentage goes down, I think that's a fool's errand. They are going to go out and shoot well no matter what. I think Lubin Christie here at home, good shooters, Luke Trope, Cadell Williams, Callen. So you got to go out and take away that three-point shot. What does that open up for you inside? We got to hope that you're the Hendersons of the world and elsewhere can oh, thank you very much. Good to see you. That those players can maybe defend the rim while the guys take away that three-point shot. I think that's the biggest thing you got to take away and come out of the locker room with for Stockbridge is how do we slow down the Lubin Christie three-point shot. Well, let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here at the half. 40-25, Lubin Christie leads. They're out of the locker room getting those shots going again. Stockbridge, not out yet. Maybe a little more to talk about, but in 3 minutes, we'll get you close and ready for the second half. Titans lead at 40-25 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jerry Cox Fieldhouse here at Lubin Christie High School, just about ready for the second half to get started. 40-25 lead for the Titans. Cadell Williams, 14 points in the first half to lead the Titans. 7 from Shannon Henderson to lead Stockbridge. Definitely a little pep in the step for the Titans. Serious faces on for the Stockbridge Panthers. Got to overcome this 15-point deficit. See what they can do to cool down this hot shooting from the Titans. I mentioned in the pregame, they've scored more points in each game consecutively this year. Started with 59 against Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood. Then 74 against Ann Arbor, Green Hills. 82 in their last game against Dearborn, Divine Child. We'll see what they've got here for the second half. Can they top that 82-point number? Marion Clay out on the floor left side, Trope. Stockbridge definitely coming out to pressure ball handlers. Dalton with the steal for the Panthers. Skips it across and stolen back by Callen for the Titans. In the open cart, he gets it away to Cadell Williams. Numbers for Lumen. Cadell Williams tried to feed it across the lane to Clay. A little lazy pass, knocked it out of bounds, and the Titans will keep it. Pretty good defense there out in transition for Stockbridge in a 3-on-1. Titans inbound to Crowley. Now to the top, Cadell Williams. Left side, Trope. Turns and looks. Crowley on the block. Now moves out of there. Trope has it knocked away. Another turnover for the Titans out of the gate here. Pybus in the open court. Pulls up. Doesn't hit. Henderson and Rogozinski both had a chance at the rebound. They do pull it out, and Stockbridge will reset. Out near midcourt. Left wing Henderson back to the top for Dalton. Stockbridge half-court offense trailing by 15, almost a minute into the third quarter. They go to Henderson, double-team comes. He does a nice little jump hook move, missed it. Cadell Williams rebounds, has it knocked away. Now Titans look to run. Trope with a step, gets into the lane, into the air, knocked away by Dalton. And it'll be Lumen Christi ball from the baseline. 6:57 to play. We're in the third quarter. It's a 40-25 Titan lead. Baseline inbound, Callen will pass it. Into Crowley, nice little screen and roll, and Crowley gets another layup and gets the first bucket of the second half. 4 points for Crowley, 42-25 Titan lead. Down the block for Rochelle, back it in, and Crowley, he tries to pull the chair out. They wanted a foul call. Rochelle scores it. And are they going to call Crowley for a flop?
Number five.
So bucket for Rochelle and a flop call against Timmy Crowley. 42-27. First bucket of the half for the Stockbridge Panthers. Titans with the half-court offense. Move from the corner. Cadell trying to drop it down to Crowley. Knocked away by Rogozinski, rather. Crowley now coming across. Drops it down to Cadell. Gets in the air. Double clutch. Hang on. Scoop. Missed it. Goes to the floor, though. And free throw is coming, it looks like, for Cadell Williams. Cadell Williams goes to the free throw line. I got him with four makes in the first half, 4 for 4, I believe. Unofficially, 6:22 to play here, 42-27, and this free throw rattles out. Well, whatever he shot in the first half, he is 0 for 1 here in the second half. He gets another try, though. And missed them both. Rebounded Pybus. No, chased out by Clay. Titans get a second chance in the half court. Off the dribble and into the air, Cadell Williams. It wasn't a dunk, but man, he was up there. Exploded from the top of the key down the lane. Now the other way, and Stockbridge breaks the pressure, gets a layup for Pybus. Titans coming right back the other way. Callen takes a look at the bucket, now drives, and we'll get a blocking foul call against Rogozinski. And he got beat by a step, tried to get his arm out in the lane, and that'll get called most of the time. 5:56 to play here, 44-29, a quick scoring burst from both teams. Clay now and him out from the sideline. Second team foul on Stockbridge in the half. Left wing. Luke Trope dribbles out to the top, all the way around to the right wing. Backs it out, looking to give it up to Callen, closer to the top of the key. He drives from there. Steps through two defenders, gets in the air, and we're going to get another foul. I think Rogozinski.
Foul on Stockbridge number three, Matt Rogozinski.
And it's his fourth foul, so he'll have to take another break. And again, not really playing defense with his feet, getting his arms in there, and got called both times. Two free throws now coming for Callen. 44-29 lead, make it 45 on the make. Ashton Callen had 11 first half points for Lumen. He toes the free throw line again here. 5:42 to go, third quarter. Second free throw's good. Titans stretch their lead, 46-29. Stockbridge quickly. Pybus on the attack into a double team. Pass out. Rochelle pumps from the top of the key. Now drives, backs it out to Sandecki. He looks to drive, gets a screen from Henderson into the paint, turns, fade away from the free throw line area, and he knocked it down. Sandecki with a good looking jumper there. He's got six. 46-31 the score, that same deficit from the halftime. Clay gets an open look in the corner. It's all Marion Clay does is knock that shot down. 49-31, Stockbridge back. Dalton looks to drive, gets into the block. Now nice cut down the baseline, and Pybus leaves it short, gets his own rebound. The putback is good, and he's going to draw a foul. Offensive rebound for Pybus, and a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play coming up here. Five minutes to play here, third quarter, 49-33, and Pybus at the free throw stripe. And it goes off, missed hard, rebounded Cadell Williams. Up the floor, gives it up to Kalen at the left wing. Looks to go baseline, another reach there. Sandecki's going to get the foul call. Get caught with his hand in the cookie jar there, as my frequent broadcast partner Brian Haynes would say. Kalen inbound from the baseline. Titans lead 49-33. 4:53 to go third quarter, into Cadell Williams deep at the top. Gives it up to Crowley on the wing into the corner. Clay dribbles out of there to the top of the key for Luke Trope. He puts it on the deck. Passes back out to Clay. He gets a step into the lane. Elevates. Missed. Gets his own rebound. Tries to pass it back out. Henderson will knock it out of bounds, and it'll stay Titan ball on the baseline. Right in front of the Titan student section there. 4:39 to go here. We're in the third. Kalen to inbound. Gives it down the block to Crowley. Double team comes, and we're going to get Dalton for the reach in. I love the exacerbated looks. Some things never change. High school students still believe they've never committed a foul. He was all over his arm down there. All over it. Easy call for the officials. 49-33, Titan lead, 4:37 to go. We're in the third quarter. Timmy Crowley at the free throw line. And he makes. Titans getting it done at the stripe. Crowley now with five. And six. 4 second half points for Crowley. 51-33 the score for the Titans lead. 4:36 to go. In our third quarter of action, Dalton has the half court started for the Stockbridge Panthers. Right wing Henderson. Back to Dalton at the top. Ball over his head. Now looking left wing for Rochow. He points at the basket. Alex to drive, gives it up into the corner. Pybus goes baseline, as he's been prone to do. Gets stuck, passes it out. It's stolen by the Titans in the open court. Now knocked away from Clay. Numbers for Stockbridge. Henderson has it knocked away. Kalen up the floor to Cadell Williams all alone. He goes up, two-hand stop for Cadell Williams. And then we get a technical foul at the end of the play. Is that for hanging on the rim? That whistle was quick. We're waiting to see. The officials are conferring here. I saw the technical foul signal. I didn't think Cadell Williams had enough runway to take off like that and stuff at two hands, but he definitely put it down. 53-22 the score. We'll see if that's going to count. I believe it will. I don't know what the technical foul could be for something different that I didn't notice out on the court conversation or something said. Taunting or other things. But again, a veteran officiating crew will make sure that this is right. With 4:02 to play, that's a 20-point lead for Lumen, 53-33. So we'll see what gets explained to the officials here. Both the coaches conferring here at the score table. Basket counts. Technical foul on the Stockbridge bench. And then a technical foul against Cadell for hanging on the rim. So we have a technical foul both ways on the play. Cadell Williams is not a particularly tall guy. Like, he's about 6 foot. So good springs to get up and casually two-hand stuff with just a couple steps. to get to the rim. So I'm impressed by the athleticism, although no surprise, one of the most athletic guys in the state on the football field has the same on the hard court. So we'll see how they start this out with free throws. Again, 4:02 to play here, 53-33 is the score. And I think they'll each get to shoot technical free throws here, and I think Stockbridge will get the ball as a result. Luke Trope is going to toe the line for free throws for the Titans. And hits. First basket of the second half, or first points of the second half for Luke. He had started out with 9 really quick, and then he splits the pair, so 1 point here in the second half for Luke Trope. 4:02 to play here, and now Jacob Dalton will shoot the free throws for Stockbridge. This was a technical foul against Stockbridge bench and a technical foul against Cadell Williams hanging on the rim. Dalton misses the front end of the two technical free throws. Second attempt. Good. So both players split their pair of technical free throws. Lead stays at 20 for Lumen Christie, 54-34. It'll be Stockbridge ball with Henderson to inbound from midcourt on the sideline. In the backcourt, Rochelle swings it around. Pybus out on the right wing, back to Rochelle. He dribbles up to the three-point line. Now off the dribble, passed out to Pybus. He dribbles into the paint, backs it out to Sandecki on the left wing. Gets a screen there, and we get a foul away from the ball. I think that's going to be against Lumen, but I didn't see who it was. And that'll go against Mackey. So it'll be inbound from the baseline here. Third team foul for the Titans. We have 5 fouls against Stockbridge, so bonus free throws the rest away for Lumen. And they get it down to Rochelle. Nice big man move against Crowley, and he scores it. Brock Rochelle, 8 points now. Cuts the lead to 18, 54-36. Crowley with 3:32 to play in the third. Clay now to the top. In for the Titans is, I don't have his number on here. Clay into the paint, into the corner. And a drive and a runner, no good. And he goes down to the deck. Loose ball, tie up. Should get a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to Stockbridge. Wish I had the number. We got a guy out there in the knee brace. I'm going to guess Owen Powers. That'll be our guess. We'll go with that. Right wing Sandecki looks to drive past Powers. He knocks away from behind. Sandecki recovers down to the paint. Goes up strong. The right move down there. Can't score it, but does draw a foul, and we'll get it against Timmy Crowley. Third foul on Crowley, and Callen will get off the bench looking to check in. 3:05 to play third quarter, 54-36. Lumen Christie leading it here. Came out with a good pace to start the second half. Now it's slowed down with some fouls. Sandecki at the free throw stripe, and that one was halfway in and came out.
Ashton Callen back in for Lumen Christie.
Callen will indeed give Timmy Crowley a rest. It's Clay, Mackey, Callen, Powers and Trope on the floor for Lumen Christie with 3:05 to play in the third quarter and an 18-point lead as Sandecki misses them both, but Pybus gets the offensive rebound, gets it out to Sandecki beyond the arc. Rochelle swinging it around to Dalton, working the right side, looking for Henderson in the paint. They got a double team on him down there. They tried to feed it in there. Clay knocks it away. Fast break, Titans numbers. Clay running the floor. Great. They missed him. Trope out on the wing. Now looks to drive, and he'll turn it over. No, they say it was knocked away. It looked like he just lost the handle. Looks like a Stockbridge player knocked it away. So Titan ball from the baseline, 2:45 to play third quarter. Powers to inbound. Gets it to Trope off a screen. Catches in rhythm, fires, leaves it short. Rebounded by Stockbridge. And now Trope complaining about a no-call. Goes in for a steal attempt and gets called for a foul himself. Second foul on Trope. 2:40 to play, and it's 54-36. Titans in front. Dalton will bring it up the floor for Stockbridge. It's free throws here with bonus, so looks like Dalton will be the shooter after the reach-in foul by Trope. Hey, shout-out to Phil Berkmeyer here in the field house today, providing me with a, well, much-appreciated bag of Titan popcorn here and a Tri-County water bottle of water. Thanks to Ghost Energy, Sour Patch Red Berry, the flavor tonight. Also, thank you to missed free throws and rebounded Henderson. And there is first bucket of the second half. And with 2:32 to go, they cut the lead to 16. Trope gets a look at a triple, fires off the heel, long rebound. Clay is going to chase that down for Lumen. He looked at a deep three, won't take it. Callen will, though. Another triple for Lumen. It missed. Henderson rebounds. Knocked away from him. He gets it back. Now running the floor. Stockbridge on the break. Pybus gets a step baseline. Goes up. Blocked. Callen recovered by Rose. Shout out. He goes in. Cross the lane. Pybus with a strong move. And a layup for Stockbridge. 2 minutes to play and cuts the lead down to 14. Lumen has gone a little cold from three-point here in the last couple minutes. Callen on the wing, looks to drive around the defense, gets a step on Pybus into the lane, has to double pump and scoop around the taller Henderson. Missed the shot on the rebound. Clay tries to save it. It'll go to Stockbridge. Round of substitutions for the Titans. J.J. Brown back into the game. And Cash Kalahar back on the floor. Right wing, Rochow skips it down to Pybus. Good pass across the lane, and Pybus with another strong finish. He's got 8 second-half points. Lead cut down to just 12, and with minute 32 to go, we got a full timeout. We'll take the 60-second break as well. And with 1:32 to play, 60 seconds, 54-42, the score on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ball out of the timeout here as we get a towel out there to wipe up a little bit of moisture on the court. 92 seconds to play in the third. Titans have seen their lead as high as 20, dwindle now to 12. Cadell Williams back on the floor. He's got 18 in the game. It's Crowley, Williams, Cash Kalahar, Amarion Clay, and J.J. Brown out there for Lumen Christie right now. Clay gives it up to Cadell at the top. Down to Kalahar on the baseline. Scoops it out of there to Crowley. Back to the top of the key for Cadell. Left side, J.J. Brown. Now out to Crowley at the Lumen Christie logo. Right wing, Clay back to midcourt. Left side, Cadell. 103 to play in the third. Cadell off the dribble. Stops. Pull up from the elbow. Knocks it down. Probably got a little contact there on the bump from Dalton. No call, but a good shot by Cadell, and it's 56-42. Ends a scoring drop for the Titans. Dalton, it's a little space, fires, no good, rebound Titans. J.J. Brown fires up to Crowley, running the floor as Clay goes reverse side, gets the layup to go. Another bucket for the Titans, 58-42, just like that, they stretch it right back out. Rochow at the top, left side for Henderson. He's shown he'll shoot the three, he hasn't knocked any down today, but we'll take him. Left side Henderson, outside of the arc by about 3 steps, 20 seconds to play third quarter, 58-42 Lumen. Dalton gets a screen from Pybus, tries to feed across the lane. Impossible pass, they save it to Pybus somehow. He missed the shot down low. Rochow gets a look at a three and missed. Rebounded Clay. 3 seconds. Fires it down to Cadell. 1 second. Three. No good at the buzzer. 58-42 is where we rest at the end of three. 8 minutes to play. Back in 60 seconds, Titans lead it on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And they'll get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. J.J. Brown with Timmy Crowley, Cadell Williams, Amarion Clay, and Luke Trope. 16-point advantage for the Titans. Cadell Williams on the wing, drives from there, gets into the air, hangs up there, can't get the bucket to fall. Good rebound, though. Clay out to Brown, gets an open look for three. J.J. misses his, rebounded by Dalton. Here come the Stockbridge Panthers. Need to make a run here. Pybus from the wing, lost control. Clay with the loose ball. Now gets to Cadell Williams. Breakaway. Trope trying to lob it off the backboard for a trailing Cadell Williams, but the defense has gotten back. Cadell just rebounds it and scores it anyway. Dalton off the dribble, down to the block, drops it out. Henderson with a jumper from the baseline, missed. Rebound, Rochelle goes back up strong. Blocked by Crowley, but he'll get called for the foul, and free throws coming for Rochelle. And that should be four on Timmy Crowley. 7-12 to play, 60-42. The Titans lead is 18. And that'll be Brock Rochelle going to the free throw stripe. And he knocks the first one down. Kalahar will give Crowley a rest with four fouls. Coach Trope want to keep him available in case this one gets close, although it doesn't look like that's going to be too much of a threat. Rochelle does hit both free throws. And 60-44. Full court pressure now by Stockbridge. Got to do something. Kalahar gets it into the front court. Now in the corner for Brown. He'll pass out of there to Cadell Williams. Williams puts it on the deck here. No pressure. Clay comes out to collect and set up the play. High post. Cadell Williams there. Goes right side. Trope back to top. Clay. High post for Williams. Out of there to Brown. Trope coming through on the baseline. Skips it to the top for Clay. Back left side. Deep three. Trope. Got it. He hadn't hit one since the first half. And really the first few minutes of the first half, but gets that one to go, and the Titans lead gets back to 19. Rochelle gets it down to the block. He always goes up strong. In this case, missed it again, but free throws coming for Rochelle. Just knocked down a pair. .631 left in this one, a 19-point Titans lead. And it stays that way as Rochelle missed the front end of the pair. All Titans tonight, for the most part. Little run there by Stockbridge to cut the lead down to 12 against some Lima Christi reserves. They get a couple starters back in there, and they were able to push it right back out. Rochelle misses both on that trip. Rebounded by Lumen. Trope coming up the middle of the floor. Dribbled off the defender's foot. Collected by Cadell Williams, though. Left side, Brown. Gets it out of there to Kalahar. Back to Cadell Williams. Clay comes out to set up the offense. Left side, Kalahar. Back out to Trope. He'll take a deep triple. That one goes off the heel, long rebound. Dalton's going to chase it and look to run for Stockbridge. It's across the lane to Sandecki, and he'll score it. Noah Sandecki with a bucket. He's got eight tonight. Pressure here by Stockbridge, and Clay able to catch and throw it into the front court, but draws a foul. And that'll be the first team foul here in the fourth quarter for Stockbridge. 63-46 Titan lead. Second foul, and that one goes against Rochow. Clay's got it now for the Titans. High post, Cadell Williams. Double team comes, triple team. Four players really around Cadell Williams right there. Titans not able to find anybody open. Brown now on the wing, though, at the top. Skip pass to Kalahar. Stolen away by Rochow. Rogozinski back into the game with four fouls. Gets it away to Dalton. Now a triple from Stockbridge. Rogozinski's missed. Rebounded Pybus. And he'll put it back. 10-second half points for Pybus. 63-48. Stockbridge trailing. Titans ball. Little run here, cutting into the lead. Down to 15. Cadell catches a high post, goes to the basket. And on this way, draws a foul. That'll go against Pybus. And free throws coming, I believe, for Cadell Williams. That is the call. Cadell Williams, 22 points thus far. Looking to add to the total from the stripe. And hits. Isaac Mackey comes in. Ashton Callen. So it'll be Trope, Callen, Williams, Mackey, and Clay for Lumen Christie. 5:16 to play. 64-48 lead. One more free throw for Cadell Williams. And he drains it. 24 now in the books for Williams. 65-48 lead for the Titans. Stockbridge, Pybus into the paint, but backs it out to Rochow at the top of the key. Hands off there to Rogozinski. Little give and go. Rochow gets down on the block, double team, and the ball's loose. Rochow has to go down to a knee to get it, and I think we might get Mackey on a reach in. That is the call. Pursuing that loose ball, Mackey. 13 foul here in the fourth quarter for Lumen. 5:01 to play. 65-48, the Titans lead. And we'll get a Stockbridge inbound from the baseline. Dalton to pass it in. Drops it into the block for Rochow. His lefty shot, no good. Pybus with a foul, no good. Rochow tap, no good. Gets the rebound. Put back. This time goes for Brock Rochow. Stockbridge holding on with 4:50 to go, keeping that at 15 points. 65-50 Titans in the half court. Callen on the wing. Against the zone, into the corner, Clay. No traps out of the zone so far, though. Cadell Williams on the floor, right side. Clay will take a deep triple. And that one's off. Rebounded Rochow. Ill-advised with a 15-point lead at 4.5. You don't need to take a deep triple. Pybus running the floor is going to get in, and he'll stop one two-handed. Foster Pybus out of nowhere with the explosion on the fast break. Two-handed jam. 65-52. They cut it to 13 again. 4:16 to play. Titans out near the circle. It's Luke Trope. Sandecki coming to meet him out there. Get the 5-second count started. Clay on the sideline. Tough to handle. And I think we're getting a foul call against Dalton. Kind of leaning on him to force him out. And that is the call. No reason to do that if you're Dalton. Clay was on 1 foot trying not to step out of bounds. And you saved him there with the foul. It's 30-second timeout from the Lumen bench. We'll take 30 seconds as well. 65-52, Titans lead with 4 to play on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle with you live here, Lumen Christie High School. Titans take the inbound out of the timeout. 4 minutes to play. They lead it by 13. Cadell Williams off the dribble. Into the corner. Luke Trope gets a look at one. Hand flying at him from Rochow. Missed it. Rebounded Sandecki. Stockbridge with a chance to cut this down to 11 or closer. Rogozinski out to Sandecki. Get a back cut there. Pybus having to tiptoe the line. He started on the back cut and then quit. And Rogozinski was feeding him. Couldn't complete the pass. Turnover. Stockbridge in a big moment. Titans pass it down to Callen in the corner. Now back out to Crowley. Crowley out on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Right side Clay. Back out to Crowley. Skip pass. Callen looks to go baseline. Pass it through to Clay. Out to Trope. Top for Crowley. Swing it all the way around. Callen steps past the defense and finishes off the board with the left hand. Layup for Callen. His first field goal of the second half. 67-52 lead. Back out to 15. They go to Rochow against Crowley. His jump hook no good. Crowley just trying not to commit that fifth foul. Rebounded Titans. Clay through traffic. Stolen away from him. Sandecki. Now running the other way are the Stockbridge Panthers. Sandecki gets in. Puts it off the window. And the lead goes back to 13. Titan ball. Crowley over the timeline. 2:46 to go. Crowley into the corner for Trope. No looker. Almost went awry. Back out to Crowley now. Amarion Clay left deep. Skips in the corner. Luke Trope will fire the triple from there. No good. Rebounded Rochow. No reason to shoot. They're not really pressuring the players out on the wing, so there's no reason to fire a deep triple at any point right now with a 13-point advantage, but now Stockbridge has it back. 2:28 to play, and chance to cut this down to 11 or closer. Dalton will bring it past midcourt. Callen waiting for him on the other side. Clay stepping the passing lane. Two-on-one break. Clay almost turned it over. Now he gets it back, and he'll take it in himself. Tough to describe. Clay almost lost it on the sideline, picked it up, then tried to pass it to his teammate. And when the pass was blocked, it went right back to Clay, and then he just took it in for a layup, almost a self-assist. 69-54. Rogozinski puts up a triple, and he hits. Rogozinski's rarely been on the floor in foul trouble all night. His first bucket, but it's a big one. Cuts the lead to 12 with a minute 51. If the Panthers are entertaining an idea of coming back, this is their chance. Callen fires a three, helping out. Clay getting after the rebound, though, and on the scrum after the loose ball, it's a jump ball, and that'll go back to the Stockbridge. 99 seconds, and a timeout from the Lumen Christi bench. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds as well. 69-57 with just a minute 39 to play when we come back on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
By 12, Sandecki gets a screen. Off the dribble, reach in there by Cadell, committing the foul. That'll be the 15th foul against Lumen. So bonus free throws the rest of the way now for Stockbridge. 88 seconds to play. And if you want to help them out, let them shoot free throws the rest of the way. Keeping it close here. Stockbridge are as close as it's been for a while. Cadell Williams now fouling out of the game. Cash Kalar will come in. 24 in the effort for Cadell tonight was outstanding at times. Maybe a couple lapses, gets the foul out of the game. Sandecki gets the first free throw to go, and it makes it an 11-point game. Sandecki with 6 second-half points, make it 7 now with the made free throw. And 8 as he hits the pair, and the lead is just 10 now for Lumen Christi. Crowley will inbound, full court pressure here. Stockbridge gets it into Kalahar, back to Crowley, and he'll look to dribble it up against the pressure. They back the pressure off. Kalahar gets into the front court. Now out to Crowley. Trope goes to Clay. As long as they're not pressuring you out on the floor, out in the wings, no need to shoot. Dalton does now look to pressure Kalahar. He gets in the paint. Gives it out to Kale, and he'll pass it out. Now a little four corners, it looks like, for Lumen Christie. Under a minute to play and a 10-point lead. Trope, right side Crowley. All deep here, out near midcourt. Now Crowley into the paint and backs it back out. Now sets up on the wing. I think he's looking for them to foul. Crowley near turnover, actually gets called for an offensive foul. So it'll be Stockbridge ball trailing by 10, 40.6 seconds left. And that'll be Crowley's fifth. So that'll bring J.J. Brown in. J.J. Brown, Amarion Clay, Callen, Trope, and Kalahar on the floor for Lumen Christie. Over midcourt is Dalton. Gives it up to Rochelle. Back it into the paint. Works his way down. Jump hook. And we'll get him called for travel. Just shuffled his feet down there before he went up for the jump hook. And Stockbridge will turn it back over to Lumen. 69-59 with 30.8. A little full court pressure here for Stockbridge. Trope looks to dribble out of it. They do grab him. And that's only the fourth team foul on Stockbridge. So they still have, they had that one to give. 27.6 left. And that was only the fourth. I think they looked a little late, and it looked like that would be the fifth team foul, but they had already gotten the four up, so it is four team fouls against Stockbridge. And with 27.6, again, they'll pressure in the backcourt. Trope gets it in. They don't foul right away. Dalton going to pressure him up the floor. Trope working against it, though, and gets it out to Brown, out to Clay. 16 seconds. And at that point, you kind of call off the dogs. It looks like 12 seconds. Trope over to Clay, and that should be our final, 69-59. Titans hold on. Maybe closer than it should have been at the end, but that'll be a Lumen Christie W, moving them to 4-0 on the year. Let's take a two-minute commercial break here on the postgame. We'll come and wrap things up from Lumen Christie High School. Again, the Titans victorious tonight, 69-59 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle on the post game here. Lumen Christi holds on to win 69-59. I say they hold on to win. Stockbridge never really threatened entirely, but the Titans had led by as many as 20 in this game. Late in the game, got a little casual, took some deep threes when they really didn't need to shoot at all. Allowed Stockbridge to make a little run back. Stockbridge played an okay game. I don't think they got the best performances out of their top players. Rogozinski, for instance, seemed to be a three-point threat for them, but he was off the floor for most of the night with foul trouble. Henderson had a weak second half, and the Titans just kind of rolled him and came out, used hot shooting in the beginning, and then just had to hold on to the lead in the second half. Titans didn't manage to top. They had a run of improving their scoring total. 82, though, is a good high school basketball total. So 59 to start the season, 74 to keep it going, and then 82 in their third victory, this time only 69 points. But it does get the Titans to 4-0 overall on the year. And then Stockbridge now falls to 5-3, though they've played a lot of games at this point in the season. They'll be glad for a little break. They're back in action on Tuesday, January the 7th at Lansing Eastern to ramp things back up after the Christmas break. For the Stockbridge Panthers, 12 points for Noah Sandecki, 12 points for Brock Rochow. Just three for Rogozinski. Again, he was in foul trouble most of the game. And then Jacob Dalton, 6 points. We had nine out of Shannon Henderson, only two of those in the second half. And the leading scorer for the Stockbridge Panthers tonight, Foster Pybus, with 17, including 12 in the second half to lead the way for the Panthers. For the Lumen Christi Titans, not a ton of people doing the scoring. You had 6 points each for Timmy Crowley and Ashton Callen. Oh, you know what? That's where my number is wrong. He had 11 in the first half and then 4 in the second half, so it is 15 for Ashton Callen. 6 for Timmy Crowley and 1 on the scorebook for Cash Kalahar. 10 for Marion Clay, 13 for Luke Trope. It's actually going to be 14 for Trope. Again, all this unofficial, and I'm keeping it myself. But the player of the game and the leading scorer for both teams, 24 points for Cadell Williams. So we got used to saying his name for player of the game during the football season. It holds true here in the hoop season as we get it started. He had 14 in the first half, another 10 in the second half, a game where, again, Lumen Christi was leading the entire way there in the second half by sometimes large margins. Very athletic dunk for Cadell Williams. He did get the technical foul for hanging on the rim, but I didn't even think that was egregious, to be honest. But they did make that call. So nevertheless, it didn't keep him from being our player of the game and for being the best player on the court most of the night. And for any weaknesses that I saw in Cadell Williams' game last year, and there were a few, he looks improved already this year. The shot looks a little better touch on the shot from the free throw line. He was outstanding. He did get into some foul trouble, and you'll have to watch that. But other than that, just a nice game for Cadell Williams, excuse me. And he's our player of the game tonight as Lumen Christi wins at 69-59. Titans now 4-0 on the year. They do have a game left before the end of the year. So they'll enjoy a little break for Christmas, and then they're participating in that Shot Clock Classic over at Spring Arbor University. December the 28th, they'll take on undefeated Schoolcraft. They were unbeaten going into tonight. I don't know the outcome of they were playing a game tonight, so Schoolcraft will be a tough opponent for the Titans. Continue to test themselves as they go throughout this preliminary part of the season, working their way toward hopefully another postseason run, and we'll be glad to be around for a lot of it, actually. We are done for the 2024 basketball coverage. We'll pick things up again in early 2025. Our first game on the schedule next year is Jackson Christian and Pittsford, January the 9th. That's a Thursday, and we'll look forward to bringing that live coverage. College basketball tomorrow here on WKHM. Jackson College women and men doubleheader. Tune it in about 12:45. Myself and My broadcast partner, Brian Haynes, will bring you all of that play-by-play action tomorrow afternoon. So for myself, Kiera Rombeyer, Luke Moorhead, a duo working for us in the studio, we'll talk to you next year, high school basketball on WKHM. Thanks for listening.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.